Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 2 The Symptoms of Kali Yuga Text, beginning with Text 10 Shita Vata Tapa Pravrit Himara Anyon Yata Praja Shut tribyam vyaribish chayva santaps yante chachintaya. The citizens will suffer greatly from cold, wind, heat, rain, and snow. They'll be further tormented by quarrels, hunger, thirst, disease, and severe anxiety. Text 11. Trimshad vimshati varshani paramayu kalo rinam. The maximum duration of life for human beings in Kali Yuga will become 50 years. This is now verses 12 to 16, they're all grouped together. Kshiyamani shudeheshu dehinam kali doshata vanashrama vatam dharme nashte veda pate rinam pashanda pachure dharme dasyu prayushu rajasu choryan rita vrita himsa Nada Vritishu Vainrishu Shudra Prayeshu Varneshu Chaga Prayasu Denushu Griha Prayesh Vashrameshu Yona Prayeshu Bandushu Anu Prayas Vashadishu Shami Prayeshu Stashnushu Vidyut prayeshu mekeshu shunya prayeshu sadmasu itam kalo gata praye janeshu kara dharmishu dharma tranaya satvena bhagavan avatarishyati. By the time the age of Kali ends, the bodies of all creatures will be greatly reduced in size, and the religious principles of followers of Varnashram will be ruined. The path of the Vedas will be completely forgotten in human society, and so-called religion will mostly be atheistic. The kings will mostly be thieves. The occupations of men will be stealing, lying, and needless violence. And all the social classes will be reduced to the lowest level of shudras. Cows will be like goats. Spiritual hermitages will be no different from mundane houses. And family ties will extend no further than the immediate bonds of marriage. Most plants and herbs will be tiny. And all trees will appear like dwarfs. Shami trees. Clouds will be full of lightning. Homes will be devoid of piety. And all human beings will have become like acids. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth. Acting with the power of pure spiritual goodness, he will rescue eternal religion. Purport. Significantly, these voices point out that most so-called religions in this age ubi atheiste passionda prachure dharme. In confirmation of the Bhagavatam's prediction, the United States Supreme Court has recently ruled that to be considered a religion, a system of belief need not recognize a supreme being. Also, many atheistic, voidistic belief systems, often imported from the Orient, have attracted the attention of modern atheistic scientists who expound on the similarities between Eastern and Western voidism in fashionable esoteric books. These verses vividly describe many unsavory symptoms of the age of Kali. Ultimately, at the end of this age, Lord Krishna will descend as Kalki and remove the thoroughly demonic persons from the face of the earth. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shilati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharani Nera Vishesha Shunyavani Vaspachyane Shatarani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rachakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Yes, so continuing the description, graphic description of the development of the age of Kali and the deterioration of practically everything, if not actually everything, during the age of Kali. First of all, as we were discussing yesterday, that the weather will be turned upside down at some degree. As we mentioned yesterday, to some degree this is already happening in many places where there used to be clear-cut seasons, like a rainy season, a dry season, a cold season, and something like that. But nowadays, these seasons often get mixed up with each other. When I arrived in South Africa, they used to tell me how, during the summer, like from now through for the next 3 months or so, it was just completely like clockwork. The morning was nice, the afternoon was okay, and by maybe 5 o'clock, the clouds would start building up and it would rain every day. This is what they told me. And it was like that. Even I saw that. This is 30 years ago. But now, anything can happen. Yes, even in the dry season, you may get incredible rain sometimes. And what to speak of global warming. So as a result, the citizens will suffer. It's unavoidable. They'll suffer. Because there'll be all these extremes, and it will all be very unpredictable. All as a result of impiety. Then, the first verse says, people will be further tormented by quarrels, hunger, thirst, disease, and severe anxiety. And the quarrels, we see so much quarreling now, it's terrible. And hunger, an important point to note in regards to hunger, is that that Prabhupada made the point that every grain of rice you waste some or other, throwing away, just take too much on your plate, can't eat at all, and then just throw the balance Every grain of rice you waste, you will be short of that grain in the future. Yeah. And it often happens that, you know, over a period of perhaps a few weeks, you waste a little, you waste a little, you waste a little, you waste a little. And then one day, or maybe 2 days, somehow or other, due to circumstances, you just can't get anything. Yeah, involuntary fasting. So, and I was reading last night, glancing through, an article which a devotee put it on Facebook, one of these amazing Kali Yuga creations, Facebook. But like so many things, you know, it can be put to positive use. He put the entire article from a magazine called Rolling Stone, you may have heard of it, very famous magazine, kind of youth, sort of alternative thought magazine, but extremely popular. So it's about this, what would they call it? Factory farming of animals. Factory farming. The incredible abuse of animals. You know, as part of the whole so-called food chain in America. You know, as devotees, we're not really, it's not our business to really campaign against things. Rather, we should campaign to give people Krishna consciousness. But you read this, and it's shocking. It's really shocking. The incredible abuse. So anyway, Kali Yuga, welcome to Kali Yuga. On the surface of it, people try and make it look nice. That there was, in the McDonald's, famous McDonald's business, they had a person, maybe they still do, I don't know, in their advertisements, called Ronald McDonald. And Ronald McDonald, the original Ronald McDonald in the advertisements, television advertisements, he would come out and tell the children that hamburgers grow on the hamburger tree. Mm-hmm. So come and get your hamburgers. Yeah, it's nice. Pick them off a tree, it's not a big thing. But Ronald McDonald became so frustrated seeing so clearly how misleading it was and just how horrible, unspeakably horrible the whole process is, that he became a vegetarian. Yeah. And it was quite a thing at the time. And Ronald McDonald became a Hare Krishna devotee, actually. Yeah. So, yeah. But they try and make it seem nice. It's all, the meat is packaged up very nicely. Yeah. Nice pictures. A happy chicken. A happy pig. But it's so grotesquely, you know, bizarre, the process actually. So anyway, Kali Yuga. As a result, naturally, among other things, people develop severe anxiety. Another thing I was reading, I think yesterday, a devotee had a little article about the person who invented the word stress. Yeah. And actually, I also remember being in New York some years ago, quite a few years ago, and a devotee who's a psychologist, you know, treating people for a living, the devotee, and who specializes in these things in stress, was saying that they have identified something like 25 different types of stress with different symptoms. It's amazing. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying. And the maximum duration of life for human beings will become 50. Well, in South Africa, it's already about 40. So we are, you know, ahead of Srimad Bhagavatam because of AIDS. AIDS, yes. And I don't know Mauritius, but anyway, don't worry. AIDS will catch up with you. I mean, not you, but Mauritian people, the Mauritian nature. Yeah. So, just see all these things here mentioned in these several verses put together, that creatures will become very small. Cows will become chaga, prayasu, denushu. Chaga means goat. Cows will become the size of goats. If you ever go to Bali, it's an interesting experience in many ways, but if you ever go to Bali, you'll see they don't have many cows, but they have some cows, and they're all small. They're like miniature cows, say, you know, half the size of normal cows, and they don't use them for milk at all. They only use them to eat. And when the devotees went there, first of all, in Prabhupada's time, the devotees got banned. ISKCON got banned in Bali. And Bali is a place, it's an island, I think there's like three, four million people. And there's the biggest concentration of Hindus there in the world. Bigger percentage-wise than India. And, you know, much bigger than Mauritius, of course. But it's like over 95% Hindu. Quote-unquote Hindu. But the devotees got banned by the Hindu, like in South Africa they say Mahasabha, the overall Hindu organization, whatever it is, umbrella group, because the devotees were preaching against cow killing and eating cows. But the Brahmins who run the Hindu group, their favorite thing is cows, just their favorite. So we were banned in Bali for many years. Just recently, like in the last 10 years perhaps, we became unbanned. Yeah, interesting. So you've got these tiny little cows. It's like, it's almost amusing when you see them. And first of all, I was trying to understand, are they deer? Like small deer, or are they cows? And then I was told they're cows. And then the verse says, the religious principles of the followers of Varnashram will be ruined. That's already there. That's already there to a large extent. That the so-called Brahmins all over the world have become degraded. And it's Brahman by birth only. I remember also some years ago, we had to drive from Vrindavan to Jaipur via Karoli, where Madan Mohan are. So off we went. And you get onto the highway to Jaipur, but to go to Karoli, you have to turn off and drive, I think it's about 70 kilometers. And then you go to Karoli, see Madan Mohan, and then kind of drive across to the main highway again. So we were driving across to the main highway, and we had to go through a town called Gangapur. And, you know, it's Rajasthan, it's real Hindi loka. Hindi is the language. And there are no signs in English, only signs in Hindi. As fate would have it, I can read it. Yeah. So we came to this junction. The road's going on, then it like splits in two. And one direction is to some places, another direction is to other places. And there was a sign there with different arrows with the names in Hindi. Our driver was a Brahmin by birth. His name was Panditji. Would you believe? He's a taxi driver, and he's still a taxi driver, actually. So Panditji stopped in front of the sign. And so, you know, I can read it. So I was looking, and I saw, oh, Gangapur, okay. There it is, that way, Gangapur. And I'm a white man, so, you know, not to be taken seriously. So he didn't believe me. He got out and asked someone. And they told him, yeah. So then it became apparent that Panditji was illiterate. He couldn't read Hindi, couldn't read anything. So again, welcome to Kali Yuga. It's just amazing. It's truly amazing. This girl was raped in Delhi, you know, the big, big case, and she died. One of the assailants, his family name is Sharma, Brahmin. That's, you know, one of the main Brahmin family names, Sharma. And he was one of the assailants. He's a Brahmin. What can you say? But you can't say anything good at all. So, yes. The religious principles of followers of Varnashram will be ruined. Just ruined. And it's ruined to a large degree now, but it can also get worse, and don't worry, it will. The path of the Vedas will be completely forgotten, and so-called religion will be mostly atheistic. There are two popular, like really popular, religious people in the world. One is the Pope, and he's not atheistic as such. You know, he's mixed. He's very mixed. You know, karma kandya and bodily concept of life. But he's not atheistic, exactly. But the other one is popular, the Dalai Lama. He's an atheist, official atheist, he's a Buddhist, and they are atheists. So, this, yeah, so it's bad. And you get people like the Muslims who are not atheistic per se, but they're opposed to God being accepted as a person. So it's considered haram. Actually, it's considered haram, which means condemned, to have in your house any pictures of people. And to depict God as a person is just like, it's punishable by death. To change from being a Muslim to anything else, punishable by death. So what has happened to religion? What has happened to God consciousness? It's just incredible. It's Kali Yuga. This is what happens in Kali Yuga. Uh, the kings will mostly be thieves. Well, the governments, we talked about that yesterday. The occupations of men will be stealing, lying, and needless violence. All the social classes will be reduced to the lowest level of sudras. Cows will be like goats. Plants, trees will be appear like dwarf shami trees, small trees. We go sometimes to the Arctic Circle, Murmansk. It's a city in Russia within the Arctic Circle. And they have trees. They're like bushes, big bushes. You don't get real trees as we know them. It's interesting. And it's just basically rock and these bushes. Yes, so these terrible conditions are already manifesting in many ways, or beginning to manifest, and some of them are really quite manifest. And as things progress and develop and everything degenerates further, then eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear as Kalki. So please come back tomorrow and we will talk about, well, Bhagavatam will present Lord Kalki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.